Well, there was a young Catholic woman dating a young Protestant man, and she didn't want to marry him until he became Catholic. So she said to her mother, "Mom, let's start praying for my boyfriend. Maybe he'll convert." So the mom said, "Yes, let's start praying." So the mother prayed the rosary every day faithfully for his conversion. A month went by, and the daughter said, "Mom, it's beginning to work. He now goes to Mass with me every Sunday." The mother said, "Good, we'll keep praying. I'm going to get your father to start praying the rosary too." Another month went by. The daughter said, "Things are really beginning to look like it's going to work out. He began RCIA classes this past month, and he meets every week with Father Murphy for lunch." The mother said, "Good. We're now going to keep pouring on the prayers. I'll keep praying. Your father will keep praying. We'll even get the nuns in the convent down the street to pray for him as well." Well, a week went by, and the daughter said, "Mom, stop praying. Tell Dad to stop praying. Tell the nuns to stop praying." The mother said, "What's wrong?" The daughter said, "He now wants to become a priest." Well, our Catholic faith is that pearl of great price, because our relationship with Jesus and the Holy Eucharist is that pearl that the Church gives us. It is that treasure that we find in the field, as Scripture says. So take a look at today's Gospel. The Lord gives us three parables about the kingdom of heaven. Remember, a parable is an earthly image that teaches a heavenly truth. And so the Lord uses very common images, discovering something or searching for a fine pearl or a net thrown into the sea. And the Lord uses that earthly image to teach a heavenly reality. So today we have three parables about the kingdom of heaven. Remember, sometimes when the Lord uses the phrase "the kingdom of heaven," he's referring to eternal life, you know, life with God in heaven. But other times he's referring to the kingdom of heaven on earth, which is the Church. So take a look at these parables. The first one, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that someone discovers when they're out digging in the field. They find a buried treasure. Wouldn't that be amazing to discover a buried treasure with all sorts of rubies and diamonds and emeralds? It'd be amazing, with gold coins. And the person who discovers it, a common day laborer, discovers it, and he's filled with joy because he's just become rich. But in order to get that, though, he covers it back up and he goes out and he sells everything he has, and he gets enough money to buy the field that contained that treasure chest. And so the Lord says the kingdom of heaven is like that. You have to be willing to sacrifice everything for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. That our faith, that our relationship with Jesus is a treasure, and that we have to open it and make use of it. And I think this especially applies to cradle Catholics, people that were born and raised in the Catholic faith. Our Catholic faith is a treasure, but we have to dig it out. We have to open it up. We have to take a look at all the jewels of our Catholic faith, like the Holy Eucharist, like the sacraments of confession, the sacrament of confirmation, the anointing of the sick, our relationship with our Blessed Mother, the angels, the saints, the teachings of the Church. See, these things are treasures, but we as Catholics have to dig them out and look at them and not take them for granted. We have to make use of these treasures that the Lord has given to us. Now, in those days, how could that happen, that a treasure could be out buried in a field? Well, back in those days, you didn't have banks like we do today. So where would you put your precious coins or your precious jewels? Well, especially if there was an invading army coming into town and you had to get out of town, you would just take your, if you couldn't take it with you, you could bury it and then come back later and dig it up. Or if somebody had to go off to war, what would they do with their treasure? They couldn't take it with them. They would pick a spot in their field, bury it. They knew where it was. Nobody else did. But if that person got killed in the battle, then that buried treasure could be there for 25, 50, or 100 years. And that's how it is in today's gospel. A common laborer probably is just digging. He discovers it and he's filled with joy. Notice Jesus uses the word joy. In fact, C.S. Lewis wrote about his conversion to Christianity. His book was called Surprised by Joy. See the joy that comes in having Christ in our life. If you ever want to see joy, look at a child on the day of his or her first communion. There is radiant joy in that child. Or a person who goes to confession after 30, 40, 50 years, they experience the joy of having all their sins forgiven. Or a person who goes to RCIA and receives the sacraments at the Easter Vigil receives the joy of finding Jesus, that treasure. So that's the first image Jesus gives. It's like the joy of discovering a buried treasure is our relationship with the Lord that comes to us through the Catholic Church. But then the second parable is interesting because he says it's like a merchant searching for fine pearls. And he's diligently searching all over, but eventually he finds the pearl of great price, the most beautiful pearl, and says he sells everything he has to get that pearl. So again, the idea of being willing to sacrifice everything for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, that getting to heaven, that relationship with Jesus, and our gift of faith in the church. See, the first parable, somebody discovers the treasure accidentally, whereas in this parable, the person is searching for it. They're very diligent. To me, this reminds me of somebody in RCIA. In the first parable, it's like a cradle Catholic who has to, you know, open up the treasure chest of the faith that we have. But this is a person that searches for the faith. They go through RCIA. They read and study. They read the Bible. They read the catechism. They read the lives of the saints. And they're searching for the truth. And they discover it. That's why in the last 25 years in the United States alone, there have been almost 1,000 Protestant ministers that have converted to the Catholic faith. Brilliant men, seminary professors, and even, you know, priests and bishops from other denominations converting to the Catholic faith because they discovered the pearl of great price. They have discovered the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, the teachings of the Church, our Blessed Mother, seven sacraments. See, those are the pearl of great price that they have discovered. So over 1,000 have now entered the Catholic Church. They had to make great sacrifices. Many of them were rejected by their family for converting to the Catholic faith. Many of them lost their jobs as obviously Protestant ministers heading up big churches, big jobs teaching in the university or in seminaries. They had to make a sacrifice. But once they discovered the pearl of great price, they were willing to give up everything else to have Jesus in the Eucharist and to become Catholic. And then lastly, the third parable is again referring to the kingdom of heaven, but this time it's very clearly referring to the church on earth, because Jesus says the church is like a net that's thrown into the sea and it's pulled ashore. Again, the sea represents the world. The church represents the net and all the fish. But notice when they pull it ashore, there's good fish and bad fish. There's edible fish, but there's also poisonous fish. So they separate them. They separate the good from the bad. And Jesus says that's what it'll be like at the general judgment. When Jesus comes again to judge the living and the dead, all the members of the church will be separated. The good from the bad, the wicked from the righteous, the holy from the immoral. And says the angels will separate them. Just as the fishermen would separate the good fish from the bad fish. And it says that the bad, it says, will be thrown into the fiery furnace where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. This total despair, separation from God. That's referring to hell. But the good news is that the righteous go to the kingdom of heaven. So this parable reminds us of the reality of heaven and hell. And so the church will have both the good and the bad throughout its history. It's had great saints and big sinners within the church. Jesus tells us parables about that. Remember, the weeds and the wheat will coexist until the harvest day. And so what can we learn from these parables? Well, if you're born and raised Catholic, open up the treasure of your faith. You know, read the writings of the church fathers, read the writings of the saints, learn about the angels, have a deeper devotion to our Blessed Mother. See, these are all part of the treasury of the church. You know, delve into the sacraments, understand the sacraments more deeply. If you're not a Catholic, consider RCIA. Consider going to the classes. I think everybody should go through RCIA, whether you're a Catholic or not, you know, because it'll deepen your faith. But if you're on your search for truth, keep reading, keep searching, for that pearl of great price. And then realize that that is what Jesus is talking about today, that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. It's like that pearl of great price. You know, many of you, I'm sure, have collected things over the years. Maybe you collected coins or stamps. And if you were a coin collector, imagine coming across a very rare coin or coming across a very rare stamp. Or as a baseball card collector, I would always search the flea markets looking for that 1952 Mickey Mantle rookie card, right? Or that 1910 Honus Wagner card. See, those were the pearls of great price in the baseball card collecting. But in the faith, we have the pearl of great price. It is our Lord Jesus Christ, truly present in the Most Blessed Sacrament. And that is why, as I mentioned, over 1,000 Protestant ministers, not just the average person in the pew, but brilliant people with PhDs and doctorate degrees and master's degrees in theology, have become Catholic by reading and studying and praying their way into the church, so they could have Jesus, the great pearl of great price, in the Holy Eucharist.